One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the December 31st New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Do you remember what he said? Goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life. Goodness and mercy. Goodness happening throughout the earth for us. Mercy from God. Goodness. See, each month is filled with good things. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Promotions, favor. I'm the seed of Abraham. I'm the seed of Abraham. Divine favor only. That's all I see. I'm the seed of Abraham. All I see is blessings. Goodness. What about those that don't like you? They don't matter. They are not a factor. They shall come out against you one way, but they shall flee before you seven ways. They are not a factor. They are not a factor. You defeated them already. Because I look at January, I can't find them. I look at February, I can't find them. March, they're not there. April, May, June, they're not there. July, August, September, they're not there. October, November, December, they are finished. You are going to be so successful by the power of the Holy Ghost. Successful in your work, in your job, in your school, in your efforts, in your business. You are going to be very successful in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak in other tongues. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Koshataramanda lagabonda grossa tarabaga de legerocasia. Libro son te cobra satarabande legebradis. Kralogos ta shalamanta karabagonde legebragadila wokasia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 La karabasando roboshi karababarabonde lebrodeski lebrondeskia. Those children, those little children that were kidnapped, release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Oh, shata kamando grobosi teki blodo grobosi teki. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Rasata karamando gosi karabaka telemente kia. Rushtarabadu unglodila brate kese kiramanta kaya. La korasea lamande greso prosikabade. Lebro sote kia. This year, the wicked shall not prevail. This is the year of redemption. The wicked shall not prevail. The wicked shall not prevail against the righteous. This is 2024, the year of redemption. The wicked shall not prevail over the righteous. Hila koba sata ramante kila bragosete levra sata rabaga sata kalamaye gilo bronson togo sata karabaka seteke langronongos gibra delegreso shalamanda radigalragosa paradilagoska shalamandia Cleros cobra sicaren de legredesto, porashilaganda la gradila gabrasso talibarahan de gradistes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How glorious the Lord is. How glorious the Lord is. How glorious. How glorious. How glorious. How gracious, how gracious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tirabashata karamandeki brugusetiki. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, I was receiving another word, you know, while she was speaking. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory to God. This is 2024. Right? Lift your hands and thank you. Thank you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kasha tako borosete kila manta kapra sedikis. Kola sarabaka sendekila kapra kosete nikimasiya. Say la cobra santa karabako teleke brasilikis. Ando goja vase la krate kopron silimongo. Tela gradila grasela gradongo shele mandigi la rogoste salamantikia. Ke frasato sele cruz. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Kashata la kubra sele kikis. Toba sata ramantiki le kesotikis. Kiso shusele in ink. Kashamantikis. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The word, as it is today, is in a state from different perspectives, a state of uncertainties. But in Christ, there are no uncertainties. There are no uncertainties in Christ. In Him, your life is stable. Your life is unshakable. Remember, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It says, upon this rock I will build my church. The church is built on the rock, Christ. The church is founded on the rock. It's unshakable. There are no uncertainties in Christ. Tell three people, there are no uncertainties in Christ. No, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it. There are no uncertainties in Christ. No uncertainties. Think about it. His book that he gave us, the Bible, covers from before creation to the ages of eternity. He's told us everything from before everything started to after everything in the earth ends, it tells you what follows. So in between where we are, he also tells us what to expect in the day in which we live. How could there be uncertainties? You know the past. You know the present. You know the future. How could there be uncertainties? There are no uncertainties with Christ. There are no uncertainties. Plus that, in his word, he's taken care of everything that concerns you. He never left you at the mercy of earthly powers. You are not at the mercy of earthly powers. Think about that. You are not at the mercy of earthly powers. You are not at the mercy of their decisions. That's wonderful. Remember when Jesus was brought before Pilate? He was quiet. Pilate asked him questions and Jesus wouldn't say anything. But when he made a statement, Jesus had to respond. I'll tell you what he said that made Jesus respond. He said to Jesus, "I have power over you." At that point, Jesus didn't keep quiet anymore. Read your Bible. He said to Jesus, "Don't you know I have power to set you free or to condemn you?" Because he was a governor. Jesus had been quiet all the while, didn't respond to any question. Now he spoke up. Jesus replied, Pilate, he said, "You have no power over me at all." He said, "You have no power over me at all." Then he says, "I don't blame you. It's those who brought me to you." He says, "They are the guilty ones." That's all he said. He responded, he said, "You have no power over me at all." Why did Jesus speak? So that we also would know what to say and when to speak. Don't you understand the meaning of your salvation? Let me bring it back to your mind. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he told us that, look at it, look, I want the scripture on the screen. "That if thou shalt confess, profess, announce, declare, affirm with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," that means declare, affirm that Jesus is Lord of your life, "and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Look at this. He's telling you that for salvation, you have to confess, you have to declare, you have to announce, you have to affirm the Lordship of Jesus. What does that mean? That Jesus Christ is the one who controls your life. The moment you proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, he cuts off every other power from controlling your life.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.